comment that is actually here to speak for the public hearing on density of buffers, that kind of stuff, density bonus, all that kind of thing. You should speak that in that public hearing, not now.
And it starts at 10:30, Tom.
And it does start at 10.
We're okay now.
We're good? Okay, yeah. That hearing is 10:30 for the buffers and density. Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Question that you may want to consider, and something that, doing a little research, seemed to come up and may solve a lot of problems with the Sussex County with the Board of Adjustments. When I looked up like the code for Kent County, it comes up as their Board of Adjustment does variances, and I couldn't find where they do special use exceptions. When I looked up the Newcastle County code for their Board of Adjustment, they do variances, but then they also can do special use exceptions with one caveat. It seems like that their Board of Adjustment, when they do a special use for everything, after it's approved through Board of Adjustment, still has to go to their county council for a hearing. Now, with the few things that have dilemmas going back and forth with the attorneys at different hearings, not knowing where things should go, whether things should be conditional, whether things should be a special use, whether this or that, or something silly, it may be an answer to consider either looking at Newcastle, looking at Kent County, looking at ours, and seriously have a discussion about pulling something that is better. Because if you look at your planning and zoning hearings that you do, they may vote for something 3-2 and not recommend approval. It'll come in front of county council. You may do 5-0 to approve it, do an opposite of them, or they may approve something and you may deny it. I can't see why we give the Board of Adjustment free rein to do what they do when they're following different things. They seem to vote a lot differently than planning and zoning and council. They seem to follow one another's opinion a lot more. If the one person says I'm for it, it seems like everybody's for it. But there is always a disparity, and you should be able to bring it back to the county council. It doesn't seem like an inconvenience. You go back to finally on the 15th. I can finally put the Southern Therapeutic Rotting Center to rest. It's back on. It's on the agenda for Board of Adjustments for the variance. Again, finally, you get through a final site plan where they should have been in the first place to start, and then possibly would have worked out great for the Newcastle example. They went to Board of Adjustment for the special use exception, got all their variances for all the stables and everything in one shot, and then just came to you for the final approval. Versus going planning and zoning, county council, back to Board of Adjustment, back to final site, preliminary site plan through planning and zoning, then back to a final site plan. It just seems to be a process which was an overkill in that instance. Then you have other ones which are major that the board can approve. So, thank you very much.
Thank you. Dan Kramer.